It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on one frequency, 106.3 throughout the tri-state area. You can also listen to KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk 106.3. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Dwayne Johnson calls for a stunt double, who does The Rock turn to?
Yo, police!
When Ham the astroturf says, no more space flights. Who did great minds at NASA turn to?
Yo, police!
Now, this world-renowned actor slash daredevil has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, he's the poster child for no cloning, Paul LaVoy.
You know, guys, when we put the word daredevil on an intro like that, Dan De Los Santos should be mentioned too. Don't you think?
Well, you know, it certainly feels that way after a whole month of events, right? You know,
exactly. I could be the Dixie Belle daredevil, right? Kiefer Nung with us on the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show, along with our host Dan De Los Santos. Welcome, gentlemen.
Yep,
thank you. It's a great day to be in Lake Havasu City
because there's no events today.
Really?
Finally, relax for a minute. Huh?
We are taking a nice break after a full month long of events for London Bridge Days.
Right.
A lot of successful events, I might add, and I think the public were really excited to be part of it all.
Need to mention too that today's show brought to you in part by Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating, our Havasu Pioneers radio show sponsor. Something you don't know yet, Dan, that I'm going to break in the Dan De Los Santos news world. The Lake Havasu City app, are you familiar with that?
Yes, I am.
We are now streaming Speak Out shows on the Lake Havasu City app.
Well,
yeah, just open the app and it says right there, Speak Out.
Well, shave my head and call me Betty.
Okay, Betty. Yeah.
Didn't know it was that kind of party.
You can find that, just search Lake Havasu City app at the Apple Store and at Google Play.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Pretty cool, huh?
People are going to get to hear the show all over the place now.
Right, right.
That's great.
Or you can go to the website, of course, at KNTRtalk.com. So you brought Kiefer Nung, and you guys have a pretty important update for the Dixie Belle.
We sure do. We have two guests on today. We have Melanie Royal, who moved here in 1963. She's literally just walking out of the airport back home for her, and we'll be calling in here in just a moment. But for right now, we have Keith. And Keith, you've got some exciting news everyone has been waiting for many years.
Yes. So we finally had our final inspection, and we did. The Dixie Belle does now officially have a COI, which is a Certificate of Inspection from the Coast Guard. That's huge.
From the U.S. Coast Guard.
USCG.
So tell everybody how important this particular certificate is.
So this is the granddaddy. This is the one that allows everyone to finally come on board. We'll be able to leave the dock, not sit on the dock anymore, take passengers. It gives us no limitations. However, we passed the inspection. There was a couple little things we have to get addressed, which should be done by next week. And then to really take passengers on the, I know everyone's waiting for our narrated tours. So we still have some work to do, not with the Coast Guard anymore. We're all proved there, but we still have, we've been so busy focused on the boat. We still have to get our narration together, get some audio stuff together and some things like that to really get. So we are hoping, so December is a pretty booked month already. We're taking private parties, and private parties we can already do away from the dock starting next week. December, Christmas parties seem to be huge for all the companies here in town. We're already pretty booked all of December. We have one day available. If anybody wants it, Get on the website, email us, go on the Facebook.
Now, one weekend day, I believe, is what you're talking
weekend,
about.
Yeah, we have one weekend day available. All the rest are already booked by all of our great companies here in town.
Right.
So there's one available. The only reason it's available is one company had to change their date last minute. So we have one, not last minute, but a couple days ago. So we have one spot available on a weekend. Now, we do still have quite a few weekday nights available if somebody wants to do a Christmas party on a weeknight.
Right. So all our local companies that have been waiting and anticipating this moment, if you have a company party that you want to host on a weekday in the evening, during the afternoon, then I'd reach out to Keith on the website, preferably, I believe. Isn't that correct?
The website or the Facebook page, whichever.
And what's our website?
It is Dixie Belle. And remember, Belle is spelled B-E-L-L-E. And it's LHC, like Lake Havasu City, .com.
Great.
So remember the Dixie, remember the LHC at the end too, please. You'll not be happy if you don't.
So there's a place
that you might be. I don't know.
There's a registry on there, right? They can go on and actually book online. Is that
so
right?
There is. Our online booking, we are hooked up with Fair Harbor now. Our online booking just went out live 3 days ago, so it's really not perfected yet. We're still adjusting some of our dates because we deal with them and they change things for us. So right now some of the times are off and stuff, and right now it's only letting you book for Dockside because we just now are getting approved for the tours. Also, there is a little added fee if you go through them compared to us. They know that. They charge, like, I think 6 or 7% on top of what you're paying. So everyone here in Havasu, we highly recommend if you want to save a little bit, just call us directly. Email us, whatever. We'll get you on the books.
And if they wanted to call direct, what number would they call?
So we're actually still getting a new phone. We got caught up in that whole pool of, okay, what kind of phone do you want? You know?
Yeah, right.
So we don't have an actual Dixie Belle number. I'll give that to you. We'll put that out as soon as we get it. But so right now, just I would say next week we should have a number. We're waiting for that to come in. Right now it's hard to get anything. Everything's so behind parts.
So what can people expect when they go out on the Dixie Belle this time?
Well, it's going to be new. I mean, nobody's gotten to go out yet. So everyone's seen it go out because we've been going out doing crew training. I can tell you the boat handles amazing. It's so relaxing, so fun to be on. We've had some of our dockside parties. We've done live bands. It's been great. Things are working really well. Of course, we're working out bugs, figuring things out, but everything's been really amazing. However, though, I really can't tell you. It's all going to be a learning experience taking all these passengers together. You know,
sure.
We're going to.
Well, you know, I know a lot of people that have been on the boat. The one thing that they really did enjoy was being able to break the bonds of the channel and go out and actually see the bay and, you know, having those amazing views of all the surrounding mountains and the lake.
Yes, so we're still going to go around the island. That's our plan. Of course, even historically, sometimes if the weather's bad, you go halfway around the island and then back. So you head north instead of south. But when the weather's good, yeah, we're going to do a trip around the island. And if it's your party, we can go anywhere, though. We don't have to just go around the island.
Sure. So we were talking before the show about you being a small business owner and that. How many people do you employ?
Well, right now there's only a crew of 5 of us.
Okay.
But we are going to be bringing more on because the fact that it's not a full-time venture, the boat isn't, you know, we do an hour tour, we do dinner cruises, we do, you know, private parties,
sure.
Events. So our employees have to, most of them have other jobs and other things they do. So we have to have quite a few because not everyone's available during the day. Some are only available weekends, you know. So.
And that would probably be seasonal, too.
Oh, yeah.
Depending on what time
changes,
of year.
Yeah. And that's all stuff we have to learn because it's been 10 years since it's been running. Seasons change. People go out different times, you know.
So when people book, we'll use a 4-hour period of time. Now, as I understand it, it's 2 hours at the dock and 2 hours out on the lake. Is that correct?
So, right. And you can book. We can cater every event to you and what you want for your business or your party. But what we're doing is right now just to give everyone, you know, just because, hey, I just want to go do this, and they don't know what they want. So what we've been doing is for our Christmas parties, as an example, we've been just saying, okay, here's the fee, and we'll do two hours approximately out cruising wherever you want to go, and then we'll do 2 hours at the dock. Saves them a little money, saves some time, because being at the dock is nice, too. Nowadays with the bridge, we have, like, the best view of the lights up in the back upper deck of the boat. we're actually in the prime location on the dock to where it's beautiful. Sunset's beautiful on the dock even.
Right. I imagine folks out there have questions for Keith as well. It's 854-KNTR-928-854-5687. Not the number for reservations, but you can call into the radio show and ask Keith a question. What about weddings? Is that something you guys would cater to?
Oh, yes, definitely. We've actually already had one wedding dockside, which was great. They did the wedding on the boat, but then they did the reception up at the London Bridge Resort. That turned out nice. We've had a 50th birthday party and a 70th birthday party, both with live one with a live band, one with a live single musician, Tommy Peacock.
Okay.
And it turned out pretty cool. It was really nice.
Well, and people are already raving about their experience on the boat, being the first to get on the boat, which is really a unique thing.
Yeah.
I know there's a long list of people that were on the boat many years ago that are anxious to get back there. And so it's going to be fun to actually maybe even have an interview, do a live remote on the boat, we hope, at some given point. I know our station owner, Steve Reilly, is really looking forward to working with you and trying to get out and do something along those lines and really letting people know what that experience is going to be like.
Yeah, I think that's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to that as well. They talked to me about it last time I was in here.
Yeah, it's definitely doable.
Yeah.
Something we can do. So there you go.
So I guess at this point, we're really probably suggesting people on the general admission to the boat is probably more of a January atmosphere, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure, hopefully January, but I would like to start doing some tours in December if we can get a few things done. Sure. We're kicking around the idea of possibly doing the tours even without the narration in December during the days, just so people can experience the boat. It would just be music playing, but we've taken the old narrations and we've went through and transcribed them, and we're working on updating them and getting them digitized again back to current. And it's a lot of work and getting with all the local, make sure all of our data is correct. We don't want to just play the old tape. It's, 18
sure.
years old.
Stuff
has changed.
I know a couple of guys would probably be pretty good on the voiceover something like that.
Morgan Freeman sound.
It just occurred to me, too. You might want to do something special for Balloon Fest. That'd be quite a sight to be out on the water and have the balloons here, too.
We've talked about mimosa tours in the morning.
Nice.
So we go out in the morning, and you could be out on the boat when the boats are... And if the balloons see the boat, they're going to come try to dip by it,
Yeah,
which would be amazing photo opportunities and stuff.
Well,
and
we know the numbers change, of course, for when you're booking an event specific to a company, so those numbers can fluctuate.
Yeah.
But the number one question people are asking, of course, is how much is it going to cost me to go on the boat if I just want to be one of the passengers and go out for that cruise?
So right now, our general passenger admission is going to be $40.
Wow.
And, we were able to get it pretty lower than we thought.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So we're planning on doing it at $40. That might be an introductory rate. We'll see how it does with, of course... Everyone knows inflation, cost of stuff going up right now, but
is that double for kids?
Yeah, it's 100 for kids.
Just kidding, folks. Just kidding.
There is going to be a kids rate. We don't have that yet.
Right.
I would assume, 20, 25 bucks, something like that for kids, certain age groups, things like that.
I see all these adults kneeling down.
Yeah.
You can only be a kid if you get under this.
Yeah, until they try to go to the bar. Then they want to be
level.
An adult again.
like when you ride a roller coaster, right?
Yeah.
So, I understand the city voted unanimously to bring in the liquor license and things
yes.
of that nature.
So we're still waiting for the state, though, and that that's quite the paperwork shuffle.
Right.
So
right. And it can take a while.
Yeah, so we're just – it has been voted on. We're good. It's just whether it's going to be 2 weeks or – 2 months, we don't know at this point.
Right.
And, of course, when you call the state, it's, everything's slow right now. COVID, everything's slow. So they don't really give you an answer.
Understood. So, boy, things are really coming along. And, I guess Kicker provided all the equipment, the sound equipment on the boat, right?
Yes. So we still have to hook all that up, though. So that's why we don't have it working yet. There's a lot of equipment, which almost makes it harder to – when you get a lot of new equipment, it's almost harder than if you just, had some older existing system. So we're trying to get that all functioning because that's going to play the narration and everything. So.
Understood. Well, geez, Keith, thanks so much for being on the air with us today. And, folks, I can't tell you what a great experience it's been to be able to work on the boat and get it this far. And all those volunteers that helped over the years, it's finally come to fruition where now that hard work is paying off. And I know there'll be an opportunity for all those folks to get on and enjoy the boat as well.
Definitely.
She sure looks good down there, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
In the slip
yeah.
and everything. I took a walk by and, man, what about advertising space on the boat? Are you,
yes.
are you filled up?
No, we still have a few spots available. Again, contact us through Facebook or the website if your business would like to be on the side. I think we've got 7 spots left, I think it is. I think I've got 1 spoken for, so actually maybe 6. So
okay.
if you want to be one of those
Perfect.
On there, get a hold of us.
Be a smokestack sponsor, right?
Oh, man.
That's Kicker. That's Kicker's Kicker. The smokestack.
Yep.
What's
yep.
that?
Yeah, Kicker all, is oh, the smokestack yeah. sponsor. Yep.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah.
It'll look like NASCAR going into the bay.
It
there.
Looks neat. Actually, the Kicker one looks kind of neat. You get the white stripes on the side. Yeah.
Right.
And you've
right.
got the smokestacks where they'll smoke on occasions, too.
Yeah. Well, of course, it's not real smoke. Right. Fog machines nowadays.
Right.
Oh.
The Coast
okay.
Guard don't like you lighting fires up there anymore.
You're not supposed to give us the secrets.
I know.
Supposed to keep all that behind the curtain.
All right. Wizard.
All right, we are going to take a short break, and then we'll come back, and hopefully we'll have Melanie Royal
yep.
on the phone. I'm expecting her to call in one of the Havasu Pioneers from 1963, I believe it is. I'm just hoping I'm configured right now. So,
right.
All right, let's take a short break. We'll come back and connect that phone call. Stay with us on the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show. I'm Paul Lavoie along with Dan DeLosantos.
Was his home. I said, friendly, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
But my life, my love and my lady is the
same.
And the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage, also Patio Paradise, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, Springberg Wealth Management, Better Business Bureau. Dane O'Brien was spot on, assisting with credit card transactions for any size business. Call Dane 928-706-2784 or send an email to T.O'Brien with an E at spoton.com. And our newest sponsor, Kevin Barbarita and Barbarita Realty Consultants. With over 35 years in the Laughlin community, located in the Laughlin Town Center. Visit their website at laughlinnevada.net. And, of course, Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. And our special guest is on the phone, Dan.
She sure is. We have Melanie Royal with us from Lake Havasu City. And Melanie's one of our special pioneers who was here in the extremely early years of Lake Havasu City. Melanie, you got here about 1963, isn't that right?
We did. We got there in June of 1963. My mother, father, and my older sister, Tricia.
Wow. I mean, just in case, folks, we lose Melanie, she's driving home in a rainstorm right now and was able to get on the line with us. So thank you for being with us, and we'll understand if the call drops and you got to call back in for any reason. But so, you know, where did you move from, Melanie?
We moved from Phoenix. My father was working for the General Land Office for Arizona. We had moved from Silver City, New Mexico, when I was about 18 months old, and then moved to Havasu when I was 6.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, at least the family was used to the heat, right?
Well, yeah.
Isn't that the truth?
So when you got to Havasu, how many kids were there here?
Kids, there were, I think, about 4 of us. I originally thought it was just our house, but my sister told me there were exactly 3 houses and 4 trailers.
Wow.
And that was it.
That is amazing. And, you know, I guess one of the big questions I have is, you moved here, that meant your parents is the actual pioneers, if you will, of Lake Havasu. What were they doing for a living?
My father was an attorney, and that's where he met Mr. McCullough and Mr. Woods. And they talked him into, when they were setting up the city, into coming and working, and he was the manager of irrigation and drainage, and then incorporated the city after several years and got it up and running. And my mother was a stay-at-home mom for about the first 6 months. When they built Arnold Plaza, she opened the Roadrunner Beauty Salon.
My goodness. Wow. And what were your parents' names?
Charlie and Dottie Royal.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay. So, Melanie, if you were to take your house where you lived, what part of town would that be in now in Lake Havasu?
Well, we lived on Smoke Tree, and it's kitty corner to the elementary school right there.
Oh, okay. All right, so that was, well, that's fascinating to know that that was one of the first structures we had.
Yeah, no kidding.
No Amazing. Kidding. So you had to go to school, right?
Well, my mother took care of my sister and I, and then the Kingsburys, Dick and Wanda Kingsbury, moved into town with their two boys, and then the Hodds, Dan and Steve. And so she did that for a couple of months, and then me being the youngest of the group, she dealt with me at home, and the other kids went to Topok.
Oh, right. And McCulloch provided that station wagon, as I recall. That was the first Havasu school bus, if you will.
Right.
Well, that's fantastic. Right. So what did you do for fun?
Oh, it was so awesome. We ran everywhere. There was so many things to explore because it was nothing but open desert. And went down to the lake every single day down to Nautical Lynn and swam from sunup until my dad got off work about sundown and then went home.
Wow. So home life, I mean, boy, I imagine it was fairly quiet. And we didn't have a radio station at that point. So what did you do for entertainment?
No radio, no TV for 3 years. My mother was quite the musical talent. And there was a lot of singing and piano playing and record album listening. But for the most part, we were outside. How could you not be? It was so beautiful there, and the lake and the desert was fabulous growing up.
Yeah, but it wasn't easy as it is now with a trip down Smoke Tree to Rotary Park, right?
Right.
Yeah, kind of had to go over the hill and dale, if you will.
So when you needed groceries and things, how did you manage that before Arnold Plaza?
Went to Kingman, Arizona. My parents took great big huge ice chest and stocked up with everything that they had at the A&P there.
So Kingman, I mean, was it fairly large back then, or was it still pretty small?
It was pretty small. It took about an hour and a half, hour and 15 minutes to get there. But it was, you know, a ton, 10 times at least bigger than Havasu was.
So that old dirt road was R-95, as I recall, and that must have been quite a trek just to get in and out. And I think back then it was Route 66. It wasn't I-40.
Yeah, it was.
Right. And it followed the washes. So you had to be careful. Part of it was paved and part of it was dirt. And, yeah, it was, you know, an adventure for my parents driving, I'm sure. We're kids in the back just looking out the window.
So I know every now and then that road washed out. Is that correct? I mean, where it was impassable at times?
It washed out. We went over it anyway, because you had to. But there was, you know, you just had to be careful if it was raining like it's doing here, because you would have a huge wall of water come through the washes if you went on bad days.
So wildlife and stuff, I mean, you had all kinds of animals running around. What kind of animals did we have out here at the time?
We'd sit in the dining room and watch the quail and all the babies go by. We had a coyote come up to the window trying to get our dog, who was trying desperately to get in the house. yeah, just little bits of everything. I'm trying to think. That dove.
Right, so speaking of rain, what were your memories of the big flood in Havasu, the big storm? What was that, 73?
Right in there.
Yeah. What are your memories of that?
Well, we were sitting down having dinner when all of a sudden half of the roof tore off of the house and set in one solid piece behind our fence.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was pretty scary. My dad and I got in the car. And it just shortly after that, because it was still pouring rain, and went around to check to see how everybody was doing and if everybody was in a good place. The storm was just horrific at that time, and I believe there was one gentleman that was killed that his trailer picked up and twisted.
Right, and then we had a family that passed, unfortunately, in a floating car, a station wagon. A family had lost a couple lives in that. I remember that storm. I was here, and I, You know, you mentioned you were on Smoketree, and the thing that comes to mind is that when I had to walk back up to my house, I remember that there just wasn't a Smoketree from above a coma. I mean, it just took out the whole street.
It did. It was all covered in dirt and rocks or ripped off. It was the scariest storm I've ever been in.
We didn't have power for a long time, too, as I remember.
Yeah. We were gone for several hours helping, and I remember going just down the street and around the corner, and there was a house that two or three of the sides were just gone. And it looked like a dollhouse.
My goodness gracious.
Wow. And of course, your roof ends up in the backyard. But the amazing part to me is, especially with your father, is that you were busy checking on your neighbors.
Right, right. Well, we were fine. There was just half of the house. And what's funny is that the roof went off, and where it tore off, my mother had all of her china and crystal, and not a thing moved.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a great story.
So you were, of course, here when they started building the London Bridge. I mean, what was that like to see out in the middle of the desert?
Well, as kids, we couldn't really figure out why they were doing that because the peninsula was great.
Right.
And kind of sat back and watched and was, you know, waiting to see how they were going to get it all sorted out and get it dug out so that the water can go through. And it was a delight being there this weekend for the 50th. I rode with some of my other friends on horseback on the very first parade.
Oh, wow. Huh. So that was in 1971, the first parade.
Right.
That's amazing.
Right, so it was wonderful to come back for the 50th.
Well, I had the pleasure of talking with you on the float, and, of course, we had all our friends from back in the day on that float that day, and so what was it like to reminisce with everybody over this last weekend?
Oh, it was fabulous. Everybody is such a delight and has such wonderful memories of growing up there. It's, you know, my kids had a similar atmosphere to grow up in, but my granddaughters and grandsons, you've got to be so careful, and people don't just come out and walk around, and you know, we rode skateboards, and we even hitchhiked back then.
We sure did.
You know, it was such. All of us sat there and talked about those kind of things, and what a wonderful life, because we just hung out at the lake and hung out with each other, and there wasn't cliques or groups. There wasn't enough of us. We just all ran around together.
Now
that was fabulous.
Now their parents would be called free-range parents, right?
Right. Exactly. The only thing is we had to be in the house when it got dusk, and that was, what, 8, 9 o'clock at night most of the time.
Oh, my gosh. So, Melanie, we'd like you to stick with us here for a couple minutes. We have a quick break we got to take, but we're on with Melanie Royal, early pioneer, 1963. And so we'll be right back, right, Paul?
Absolutely. The year before I was born, by the way. All right. Paul Lavoie along with Dan De Los Santos. We're on the Havasu Pioneers radio show. We'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. Perfect song for Havasu Pioneers, isn't it?
It really was.
This might be our theme song from now on. Speak Out brought to you in part by Horizon Community Bank, also Connected Computer and Technology, Mojave Community College, GDK CPA LLC, SamsGuns.com, Herbs Herbs, SunPower by Esme Electric, and by the Lewis Team Coldwell Banker with Bobby and Julie Lewis, Ryan Besley and Lori Rule. If you want to call in and participate, it's 854-KNTR-928-854-5687. Just because Melanie Royal is on the phone doesn't mean you can't call in.
And so, say hi to Melanie.
Yeah, say hi to Melanie. If maybe you hung out at the parade or had another experience before this year. And know Melanie and just want to say hi. It's 854-KNTR, 928-854-5687.
So, Melanie, you know, there was nothing here, of course, and then all of a sudden, here comes a town or a city, if you will. What was some of the first things that were built in town that you remember?
Besides Arnold Plaza were Claypools, and there was, I think, a real estate office in there, my mom's beauty shop. Then State Bank came, and there was a, it wasn't a Walgreens, but some kind of a pharmacy that came, which is where all of us got all of our makeup and everything else at the time. The theater opened, which was great. I worked there all through high school, and the Ramada Inn came. It was really fun. It was fun because a couple of friends that came with me from my class, we walked up the boulevard for Halloween. What a fabulous thing that you guys have going there.
Right night, yeah. Right.
It was so much fun, and to walk by the theater and see the outside, of course, was certainly remodeled and lovely, but the box office was still there. The candy counter was there. It's a clothing store, I believe, now. There was just spots of the mini market. We talked about that for just a minute at the break. The mini market and the bowling alley. And from the outside, the bowling alley is exactly the same as it was when they put it in.
Isn't that amazing? And so what about restaurants and bars? What are the first ones you remember? I mean, we had the cafe out on the island, of course. That was the first working restaurant bar that we had in Lake Havasu City. But then came other establishments. Which ones do you remember first opening up?
The place that we went to was Mundell's Drive-In.
Oh, yeah.
Hung out. Everybody went there. And the Nautical Inn. I'm trying to think where, really, Mundell's is where we hung out. I remember Hobo Joe's coming into town, and we thought we had made it really big.
We're still trying to get a Trader Joe's right now. That's funny.
So they had the Crazy Ed's, as I recall, was on the
Crazy Ed's. It was a huge hangout. Yeah, I think of all those poor people trying to do business with all of us kids running around out there.
Well, they had free popcorn. I know that. I'd get off school and from the pods and go over there and grab a little popcorn every now and then. And of course, they had the peanut shells all over the floor. And, you know, you mentioned Mundell's, which was really our graffiti days, if you will, the car hangout. You'd see all the old antique cars that were fixed up, souped up, and they'd be pulled in there. I mean, it really looked like the old drive-in from the 50s.
Like American Graffiti.
There we go, yeah. American Graffiti.
I got you.
Right, right.
And, of course, for us, they were brand-new cars.
No, that's true. Huh? I even remember occasionally people would ride horses up to that, to Mundell's, which I thought was interesting.
Well, I remember the corrals were down on the peninsula. It was State Beach, and we would take them down and go swimming, and then we would ride up into town and go to Mundell's and all over. It was a great childhood. I wish everybody got it.
So, Melanie, did you end up going to Lake Havasu High School then all 4 years?
I did. My sister went to Kingman with that group that graduated in 72, and we graduated in 74. So went to Smoke Tree Elementary all up till 8th grade, and then went to the high school. And my dad actually handed out the diplomas for 8th grade and high school graduation for me.
Oh, how neat. Well, you'll be happy to know that the Fighting Knights this year are a contender for the state playoffs. And it's looking pretty good, so.
Fantastic.
Yeah. It's pretty fitting in the 50th year, right? For the London Bridge. Exactly.
Well, it has absolutely exploded, and it was so much fun. The weather was ideal, of course. I get on the plane in Phoenix with beautiful sunny weather and come home to thunderstorms in Austin. But I thank you for having me. This has been such fun.
Wonderful.
And reminiscing.
Well, I'll tell you, having you on our show has been a real honor, needless to say. When we're able to reach out and find the pioneers that were here truly in the beginning, It's just a real special time for all of our listeners, which they're listening to us all over the country, as well as our local radio station here at 106.3. So, you know, we appreciate your time, and we have a break coming up, and we're here with Melanie Royal, original pioneer, 1963. And so we're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back.
Dan, you'll have to shoot Melanie a text with the website address so she can listen back to the show.
Absolutely.
And the and any of the past 26 episodes, I think we're on number 27 right now.
So. Right.
Melanie, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate the stories.
Well, thanks so much for having me. It was a delight to share the memories.
You bet. All right. Let's go ahead and take a short break, Dan.
Okay.
And we'll come back and we'll talk about the month that was.
Yes.
October 2021. What an insane month for events here
really
in Lake Havasu City. But a lot of fun at the same time. Back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie along with Dan DeLosantos. You're listening to the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show. Stay with us. All right, welcome back to the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show, brought to you in part by Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. Great hour, Dan, and we still got about 10 minutes left. I want to remind everybody, we were talking about the Fighting Knights earlier, the football team, and they're at home again this week. Next two games they're at home, but this is the biggie. This one is, this might determine home field or if they're in the playoffs at all, because the Fighting Knights take on the Coconino Panthers. The Panthers last week in 4A were ranked number 5, where the Fighting Knights were ranked number 12. Now, the top 16 go to the state playoff, Dan. And Havasu, I'm not sure what they moved up to, but right now Coconino and Havasu are neck and neck as far as being in that playoff hunt for the 4A state playoffs in football. So that's this Friday night, 7 p.m., Lee Barnes Stadium. Get out there, support the Fighting Knights, wear your purple. And let's go Knights.
Man.
That'll be fun on Friday night, won't it?
It's going to be great. You know, we were talking with Melanie Royal, and I remember when we were going to the state playoffs way back in the day. And so this is really a great time to have Havasu jump back into the game and get up ahead and looking so strong. So, you know, we were talking with Melanie Royal about, you know, everything from Havasu. She was here over the weekend. We've had an entire month of events, Paul.
I mean,
it's been exhausting, but truly one of the most fun years I can remember for London Bridge Days. And, of course, our parade was amazing. People raved about that. And so, you know, we had the beard mustache contest.
I wanted to talk about that.
Just amazing.
You had over 50 contestants for that.
We had 55
contestants. I remember when you had like 5.
Right.
Seriously.
We had a full house of people underneath the London Bridge. The guys stepped up to the plate. Came out with some really amazing creative beards, which people were really excited about. Social media, of course, has blown up with the event. And we're talking about maybe getting it on the national circuit for next year. And guess what we're going to do next year?
Wait a minute. I don't know what.
Sure. We're going to. Well, so the national circuit is where the
You knew what I was going to ask you.
the beard contestants travel the U.S.
Ah.
And it's really a big thing throughout the U.S. But I'll tell you what really is amazing about the other events that we're going to do this next year is we're going to do whiskerinas.
Okay, I'll bite. What's a whiskerina?
It's women with beards. And these beards are homemade out of, fashioned out of every item you can possibly imagine that look like Christmas trees and construction working equipment. And one gal even had a wooden beard with a keg underneath it that tapped beer for the judges.
Nice.
Needless now to say, you know who won.
Yeah, you know who won that one. So you had a fire breather, I believe it was?
We did.
From Vegas?
Yes.
How did you swing that?
Antonio, it was just amazing. This guy won the Guinness Book of World Records for blowing 26 and a half foot flame from his lips. And whoa, when he got up on stage, we're all expecting a little bit of flame that you might see on show. This guy blew a flame all the way across the stage. People could feel the heat in the audience from this thing.
26 feet. That's 2.5 stories.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, that's how you break it down.
Right. Well, and the guy had a beard on top of everything else and didn't like, you saw him wiping everything off between flames, but he had it down and it was
with a kerosene conditioner.
It was, wow. He uses a paraffin wax mixture. Mm-hmm. So the fire department signed off on it, let him do his event for us, and it really made the event spectacular. We also had a dog costume contest over at the Dane Bar, which was really a big hit. And of course, we had the gala, and we had London Bridge Day, the 50th anniversary underneath the London Bridge.
Sure.
And we had the Pioneers brick dedication, which everyone showed up for that. It was really an amazing event. And Buck Dopp got up along with Tony Tremblay and shared some amazing stories about our history. And of course, honoring all the pioneers like Melanie Royal, and her parents, which are the original pioneers, honoring all of those individuals that helped make our town great.
Right. What about the parade? What was your role in the parade? I know I rode with Kiwanis on that, and we gave out, we figured out it had to be 1,000 stuffed animals.
Oh, wow.
About 1,000. We ran out at Smoke Tree though. You would think they would last the whole parade route. No way, man.
Right.
There were a lot of kids with smiles on their faces. There were like dinosaurs and owls and little panthers and, yeah, tigers.
So I was on the Pioneers float that Tony and David put together along with a great many of our pioneers. They all got together, worked, and created a huge semi-float, mm-hmm, along with other small floats. We had our school teachers in one of the floats that was part of that whole program, and so it was wonderful to have all our original teachers with us, all our pioneers. Some folks rode on the float, some folks walked along the street. We even had a couple that were riding around on bicycles, and so we had Scotty's lunch wagon was actually represented well with Janet and Bart Wagner. We had some fun folks get involved and make that a special moment for the pioneers for this year's parade.
So for a 50th anniversary parade, is that the biggest it's going to be for a while? Or,
you know, I'd hate to think so. You know, I know one of the big things
seemed like a pretty big parade. It was divided into three groups.
Well, you know, we had Gully Cavas who'd get involved. We had, needless to say, our mayor. She got involved and asked for a lot of these events to come back. Now, we did lose some events because of lack of participation. The only thing I can tell our public listeners is that next time you hear about an event starting up or it needs a home to be hosted, you know, consider it a second time. And you know, we had some that the arm wrestling contest and other events that just simply the pancake races, which really was a shame we didn't have it. I think we can bring that back next year.
Mm-hmm.
We're certainly bringing back things like the beard contest and other events we did. But, you know, and the boat races. We can't forget those.
Oh, right.
Tim Siebold,
right,
and an amazing team of individuals that brought those races back, yeah, home for us.
We had the Family Fun Fair that same day at Rotary Park, and you could see the boat races at the same time. And it was busy, busy, and busy.
Absolutely.
That whole day. But that looked like a very exciting event.
Well, and we also had Hannah Regel, who right, brought together the Mind of McCulloch, the museum exhibit.
I didn't get to see that.
It was amazing. She did a really good job. We had outboard motors there. We had all the old classic boats. But what Tim and Hannah had put together was a meet and greet with all the boat drivers from back in the day with their boats there on site and, for the first time, a meet and greet with the new boat drivers and their boats that were there during that event, and I got to tell you, it was a real special time.
I heard about some of the top speeds at the boat races. That's incredible. What were they?
170 miles an hour. Ooh. During some of the trials.
On the water, 170 miles an hour. Just think of that, folks. So more than twice of what you're doing over there on Interstate 80.
You know, people thought that 8/10 of a mile course was going to be just short of not all that great, and I got to tell you, it was probably one of the most exciting boat races and courses I've experienced. It was absolutely breathtaking to watch it. We had the boat patrol out there making sure everybody was safe, and the spectators parked their boats. We saw people on the shoreline watching. And I know that come next year, now that the word's out that these events have actually taken place, I anticipate seeing more and more people bringing back events like the boat races and the contest, the breed contest, coming back and making that popular again.
Sure.
Because our annual events historically have always been a month long. And recently, over recent years, they've been just a couple of days. So I see another month of really fun-filled events.
So let's put on your other hat here, the Freedom Bridge Foundation hat, and the dedication. How did that go?
You know, the Havasu Freedom Foundation really got out there and did an amazing job. All the volunteers showed up for multiple events. Of course, they were the host of the Beard Mustache Contest, as well as the event that for the brick dedication. So
right.
We had all the pioneers. They put together an amazing ceremony. And so for all of you who think they missed out, you can still buy a brick at www.havasumemorialwalkway.org, and you can still get in, get your brick down there, and be part of it.
Right. Okay, as always, we'll have this up on the website, kntrtalk.com, later this afternoon. You can check out the archives there as well. Just go to the Havasu Pioneers page on kntrtalk.com. And, Dan, the Facebook page also.
Correct.
You got a
Havasu Pioneers. If you're from Havasu or currently living in Havasu, you can get on that page, simply answer the questions, and you're going to find out all kinds of amazing history as well about the radio show.
Yeah, they even let the guy who hosts the radio show, who's not a pioneer, on the page. All right, we're going to take a short break for news and then Sean Hannity, but great to have you here, Dan. Thanks.
Right, you bet.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow on Speak Out.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.